Okay, today's daf is Krisus Daf Vav. And today's shiur is sponsored L'Rafua Shalema Chaim Yisachar Bas Ben Chaya Mushkit. Chaim Yisachar Ben Chaya Mushkit L'Rafua Shalema. And also, on Friday there was a Yartzeit Chavtes Adar, and the shiur was, and maybe we'll make this shiur also, L'Zecher Nishmas Mitzuda Bat Moshe Matilda Montefiore Masel, sponsored by her son, whose Yartzeit was on Friday. Chavtes Adar, again, L'Zecher Nishmas Mitzuda Bat Moshe, and it's L'Refuah Shalema, Chaim Yisachar Ben Chaya Mushkit. Okay, we'll start four lines from the bottom on Hayam Abase. Start Amar Rav Ami. Again, as we have seen in Krisus, there's a lot to say, and not as much time as we would have liked to say it, but we'll do the best we can in the time allotted. Amar Rav Ami, Hayman deboy leida imashcha shasa ilo. If somebody wants to know if they're going to live out the year or not, Maisi shruga bahalan asar yomin tebein reishasa liyoma tekipure. They should take a candle during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, during the days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, v'nitzli bebeisa dulonash of zika. And go into a house where there's no winds don't blow. A brick house without windows. Imashich nahore, if the light continues and stays strong, neida de masik shase. That's a good sign. Good sign that the he'll last out the year as long as the candle is strong. Uman deboy the nevid iske, and if somebody wants to go into a business deal, make an investment. Uboy de neida imatzlich iske ilo, and he wants to know if his business deal will succeed or not. I don't think this is considered insider trading, but thing is, might not be arrested for this. Near Bay Tarnagola, you should raise a chicken. Ishamin v'shafir neda the matzlach. If you see it gets fat and plump, then also you'll know it's a simen tov. Hi, man, the boy nefik borcha. So he wants to take a trip. Uboy deneda ihadel abesi. He wants to know if he's gonna come back. You know, trips in those days were a little more dangerous. Neol nekam abesi debasa. He should go into a house. What's basa? Rashi afel b'miksas. Somewhat dark. Basa im chazi. Not totally dark, because then this won't work. Im chazi bibua dibabua. Skip one of the babuas. If he sees the shadow of a shadow, like a double shadow of his, neida da'asi lebeise, then he'll know that he will come back. All of these are simanim tovim, and the Gemara ends off, v'lav milsahi. You shouldn't do this. Not a good idea. Is this just going on the last one? Is this going on all three? Not 100% clear. Let's assume it's going on all three. La milsahi, dilma cholsha daite umisra mazle. Maybe you'll have chalisha sadas, because maybe we'll get the negative sign, and then we'll get depressed. And then what? Sounds like from the Gemara that the way that we relate will even have an effect on the mazalos. Right? We had back in Pesachas Pesachim, if you remember, in Arvi Pesachim, those have a minute to learn Arvi Pesachim before Pesach, all the Zugos Gemaras, all the staying only in odd numbers, not even, and the Gemara there also had a line. If you're worried about it, then it could affect. If you're not worried about it, then don't worry about it. So this kind of line, right? If we take it seriously and it gives us chalishas adas, that could even affect one's mazel. If we realize ain mazel Yisrael, if we realize at least as the Ritva says for 10 months out of the year, besides Adar and Av, ain mazel Yisrael, so then one would not be affected by it. Again, this is a huge discussion. Let's just do one more line and then we'll talk more about it. Amar Abaya. Hashta da Amrit Simanim Milsahi, since you're telling me all these fundamentally could be Simanim, Simanim Milsahi, yehey, we've got a couple of famous things today. Krisus Daf Vav is famous. Today we have all the Simanim of Rosh Hashanah, and we have Pitzah Maktoras. That's today's daf. Yehey Ragyel Inish Lamechal Reishasa, a person should be accustomed to eating on Rosh Hashanah, Krah, gourd, which could be zucchini, could be melon, Rubia, fenugreek, which I've looked for in stores in various years. I've never seen it. Fenugreek. Karsi, leek, silka, beets, tamri, dates. And everyone, all the minhagim, according in Shulchan Aruch, to eat these as a simin tov. Period, right? Because you see all these things that are done with simin tov, so here this is also done le simin tov. The halacha is that you're allowed to say the hiratzons even without these items. Or especially if you don't say Shem Hashem. No, you can only say Yehi Ratzon that Hashem should wipe out my enemies only if I have a bead in front of me. What if I can't have a bead in front of me? You're not allowed to say that Yehi Ratzon, right? No, it's just a simon. But really, one can say all the Yehi Ratzons even without the items in front of me. Two ha'aras. Number one, let's take one of these specifically. What's the babua de babua? My dafka, the shadow of a shadow. You know, out of all the items, why is that a siman tov? So 2 points. Number one, the marsha. The marsha here points, marsha, not here actually, the marsha in Harios. This whole gemara appears in Harios as well. Just like yesterday's daf, all appeared in Harios. All of the mishichas, all of this appears in Harios. So the Harios at the end of Nezikin, the marsha quotes the idea that is quoted elsewhere, and that is, there's a malach that accompanies every person. Malach that accompanies every person. We know that in the olden days, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, they used to say a special Yehi Ratzon, or a special tefillah before they went into the bathroom, and after they came out of the bathroom. Ischabdu mechubdosa, you know, wait here for a minute, because I gotta go in, and I'll be out in a minute. Right? And we don't say that, Bisman said. The Shulchan Aruch says, because we're not on the level of recognizing that we have malachim. A couple of times a week, maybe on Friday night, we're on the level, so we can say Shalom Aleichem, and Boachem L'Shalom. So, that's the shadow that's being referred to here. He says, Shehula Simen Tov al Shmiras Malachav Baderach, Kamo Shekasav, Hadarvas Lebesi, Belisha Begia Ra, Avobhefech Lokam, Avobhulu, and he continues. He says, that's what's being referred to by the shadow. If you see the double shadow, that means it's your own shadow and the Malachim that are also there, and therefore, that's a Simen Tov. If you don't see it, so then that's not such a great simon, which we'll get back to the Marsha, what the Marsha says in a minute besides that. But that is number one. The Aruch Laner here, and again, Aruch Laner on any Masechta that he appears is very important, but especially here on Masechta's Krisis, he seems to have a lot to say. So the Aruch Laner says, which some of you might be thinking, because this comes up in other Gemaras as well, Shadim don't have real shadows. Shadim don't have real shadows. He says, "Madarmina biyavamis." The shadim babur islu, babur de babur islu leslahu. They don't have the extra shadow that a human has. V'hainu de babur de babur ba al yedei tzelam elokim sheyesh lo adam dafka. V'alpia zohar parshas vayechi sarts atzilam me adam zman ma kodim sheniftar min haolam. The special tzelam elokim, divine protection, leaves a person a little before they expire, a little before they are niftar. V'lachein im yachzer lebeisa zefer v'yisi. You see the double shadow, then you know it's not close, because you still see the extra shadow and the extra tzelam elokim. Yira lo tzel etzilo v'zerayah sheshem yishmar tzeiso b'vo. That's for the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to protect you. You have nothing to worry about. That's the Aruch Laner and the Marsha, one about more the malachim, one about the tzelam elokim, which the shadim don't have. The major question on this Gemara, which one has to deal with in the Rishonim already, the Rishonim ask it in Harios and in Maseches Sanhedrin and elsewhere, why isn't this Nichush? There's an Issa D'Oraisa in Sefer Vayikra called Nichush, and that is going by certain signs and modeling my behavior after certain signs. We spoke last week about Oven Yidoni, which is not an event that occurs to me, but I try to communicate with spirits. That's Oven Yidoni, through the armpit, through the mouth, bringing up the dead. That's other Isurim. But Nichush means I see a black cat cross my path and I model my behavior because that happened. An event occurs. So the question is, why isn't all of this Nichush? An event occurs. I see this. I check if there's a shadow. I raise a chicken and I see if it's plump or not. So why isn't that the Isser of Nichush? So if you look at the Meiri there in Harius basically says, Les Nichush! Don't do it! You're right! It's interesting that line appears in our Gemara before the Rosh Hashanah ones. Right after the first three, and then Les Nichush, and then you have the Rosh Hashanah, as if that one's different somehow. But the Meiri there says, "V'lomi." This is Harius Yud Beis. "V'lomi derech nichush chalila, ela derech simin la orer bo levavo lahanhaga tova." Says, don't take these as signs. Take these as motivations for you to do tshuva. "V'hu sha'amru litin al shulchanav la Rosh Hashanah." That's what he quotes the Rosh Hashanah one. Why? "Kadesh lo likasho b'em laso derech nichush," and so that we don't fall to pray and think it's nichush. Tiknu lomar aleim dvarim hamaorim l'tshuva. V'hu sha'amrim b'kra, yikaru zechu yoseinu, yirba tzidkoseinu, yikarsu soneinu. Not just taking this, I have a vegetable on my table, so it's a simen. No, it's a tefillah. You use that as a reminder that daven for these things. It's Rosh Hashanah, but it's all about my own tefillahs. V'yadua shekolza einu ela ha'ara, she'ein hadavar tali ba'amira levad rak b'tshuva u'maisim tovim. Aval hadvarim shenasim b'derach nichush chalila, ein pikpuk bi'isuram. it's surely usher. So maybe the Meiri does not even quote the first three. Could be the Meiri's taking the first three are nichush, and therefore they're not a good idea unless you're using those as a motivation for doing tshuva. Doesn't sound that way in the Gemara, but that is the Meiri. But other Mefarshim have other explanations. The Marsha there, the first half of that same Marsha that I read before says, so if you look in each of these lines, it only says that Tzad Tov. Doesn't say that Tzad Ra. If you want to know if your business deal will be successful, check. If it's going to be plump, it's going to be good. Period. Doesn't say the other way. And it says, if you want to know if you're going to live out the year, if the candle stays lit, boom, it's good. Marsha doesn't say the other way. He says Nichush means both ways. All the Nichush cases, you look in Shas and Sanhedrin, where it talks about it, it's all the negative. It's all negative things. Nichush is where it's Simin Tov. And that's a problem. Why? Beautiful. He quotes the idea that the Rambam quotes in Yisodei Torah. Because all bad omens in the future, they could change based on Shuvan Maisim Tovim. So if you model your behavior based on that, oh, it's bad, you take it as a simon, boom, it's finished, that's Nichush. Because it could always change. But what does the Rambam say? If a Navi tells you, right, that it's going to be something good, and then it doesn't happen, that's a Navi Sheker. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises something good is for sure going to happen. Only something bad might not happen because he's going to change the Gzera. So the Marsha says, something good, that's not Nichush. And that's why all of these are positives. They're only the Tzad positive. But the other ones, if the negatives are different. The other answer which one could give, and this is what the Ran says in Maseches, and I said Sanhedrin before, it's all discussed in Chulin. Because the Gemara in Chulin has the line where it says anybody doesn't do Nichush like Eliezer Eben Avraham and Yonasan Ben Shaul. It has a line like that. What? Why were those not Nichush when Shaul said, yeah, whoever kills, right, Shaul, at the end, went to the witch of Ein Dor. But it's talking about Yonasan. Yonasan says, sorry, no, I said Shaul. I meant Eliezer and Yonasan. Eliezer, Evet Avraham, when he says, whichever woman, you know, comes, that's going to be the one. And Yonasan says, oh, it depends if they come down. When he went in secret to find out if the enemy is vulnerable, and he says, well, if they say, oh, you come here, then we know that they're scared. If they say, you wait there, we're coming, then we'll know that we shouldn't attack them. So the Ran there says, Beferish, if anything is based on logic, and it makes sense that it's somehow connects to this idea that you're trying to daven for, then it's not Nichush. Oh, if the first woman that comes that gives my camels, that's like Chesed. So the first Baal is Chesed that I see, that's not Nichush. And Yonasan says, it depends if they say, oh, yeah, come here. Which means that they're nervous and they don't want to leave their spot. Mashaykin, if they say, no, you stay there, we're coming again. So then that shows confidence. So it could be some of these items, if they have any type of logic to them, so then also, again, this isn't logic in the same way, but in terms of Simanim Tovin, that will motivate me, so to speak. So if you could, somebody, you might be able to fit that Ran into some of these cases. But that Ran always has to be mentioned in the context of Nichush. It's in the Tzaddik's. Tzaddik Beis or so. Tzaddik Ches. Okay. I think it's Tzaddik Beis. Viter. Let's continue though now. Says the Gemara, Omar Lei, Rav Misharshi Labanei. Rav Misharshi gives advice to his children. When you want to go learn with your Rebbe, I have an idea. Grusu me'ikar masnisen. First learn, right, these weren't in the Gemara. They didn't have Gemara. So he said, first learn the Mishnayos. You ever had that a lot of times? It's great if before you learn a Masechta, do the Mishnayos of the Masechta. Get your feet wet so you can understand what the Rebbe's saying. Preparation. Hachana. So he says to his kids, first learn the Mishnayos. V'hadar olo b'kamei rabchon. And then go to your Rebbe's shir. Don't just go in cold, right? First, learn the Masechta, learn the Mishnayos, and then go hear the Gemara on it. And when you sit in front of your Rebbe, chazu b'pumei derabchon. Go and see the face of your Rebbe. So I see the face of your Rebbe. Obviously, if you're online and you can't, what can you do? Let me just look at a picture that doesn't move. But shenamar v'ayuenecha roses marecha. But as the pasuk says, there's something about seeing the Rebbe. Right, the Gemara even talks about one of the Tanaim once said to the other Tana, well, you sat in front of the Rebbe, you saw his face, I only sat in the back of him. So there's Einodome Shmiya L'Ri'iya, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. And finally, V'chi Grisisu Shmaitza, and when you learn, Grusu Amaya, do it next to a water source. like we had yesterday. This does not mean that it's better to learn outside by a river than in a Beis Medrash, but in a certain sense, there's a message, you know, maybe as we have this Gemara at a time of Bein Hazmanim, when many of the yeshivas are having some breaks, you know, maybe you could go and learn by a water source. Why? Techihechi demashchi ma'yatim shchosh ma'yitzachon. Right, same reason we said yesterday about doing a meshicha next to a river, because it symbolizes consistency. It symbolizes it's always going to be there. So just like the water continues and flows, so too your Torah should always flow. Period. Next statement, v'tivu. The Bach adds in, this is a continuation of his advice. V'tibu akil kli d'masa machzia. Better to sit by the garbage dumps of masa machzia, v'lo apavni de pumpadisa, and not to sit by the palaces of pumpadisa. Why? Various pshatim given in the Rishon, and we'll just do Rashi here. Rashi here says, because, fourth line on top, shelistin hayu. They were listin. They were bandits in Pumbedisa. So it's better not to be there. It's not going to be good for your well-being. And finally, tiv gildana sarya lemechal. Better to eat a putrid little fish. Gildana sarya, a putrid little fish lemechal to eat. Better to eat that mikutcha deramikipi, from a very hard kutach. Right, kutach habavli comes up in Pesachim, but kutach is a milky type of substance, milk and maybe a little bit of chametz in there. Even though it's good, but it's rummy kipi that you can throw it down; it won't break. Right, it's so strong and hard. But it's better to eat the putrid fish than this other item, maybe because it's is this a health issue? Is this the Gemara in Pesachim Rashi quotes that kutach is betamtem halev? Either way, he's giving him some advice about what to eat and what not to eat. Period. That's the advice that Rav Misharshia gave his children. Next, getting back to what we said yesterday. Fatas Pala Chana Batomar. Olatz Libi Bashem Rama Karni as Chana David. After Shmuel was born. Rama Karni Velo Rama Pachi. The diak is, she says, let my keren, let my horn be uplifted, and not my pach, not my lesser type of kli. A keren is a fancy type of kli. A pach is like a pach shemen. Right? You have a pach shemen. But keren is even a horn. It's even more chashev. David and Shlomo she nimshachu bekeren nimshacha malchusam. David and Shlomo who were nimshach bekeren with the shemen and mishcha, so their malchus lasted. Shaul the Yehu she nimshachu min apach lo nimshachu malchusam. But Shaul and Yehu, I think we discussed at the end of Shir yesterday, and Shaul, they were not nimshach min apach. Lonim Shchamachusa, and it didn't last. So Chana's reference to Keren, that type of Mashiach with a Keren, is what will last. Period. Again, we yesterday's Zaf also brought up some of the Malachim didn't have real Mashiach. Maybe they couldn't have real Mashiach because the Shemana Mishcha was not around anymore. It was hidden, so that's why it had to be with a fake oil, a farsima, and then also here, maybe with a pach and not with the karen. Again, a huge topic, not for now, and that is Shaul HaMelech. The only reason that his machlus didn't last was because he used a pach. If he would have used a karen, it would have lasted. Or was it Siyata Deshmaya that they used a pach because they didn't know? Shaul HaMelech is a fascinating figure in that he was king. He broke certain rules of being king because he was king before Malchus Beis David. Therefore, the Ramban writes in Parshas Vayechi that it was not a violation of Lo Yasser Shevet Miyehuda, even though the Ramban says very strongly that was the sin of the Chashmonaim, that was the sin of all Malchei Yisrael in Sefer Malachim. They should have given the Malchus back because it's an Issa Daraisa. Lo Yasser Shevet Miyehuda, only for Malchus Beis David. What about Shaul? That was pregame. Right, that was before Malchus Beis David, and therefore there was no Isser. So what was he? A lot of the psukim, the first bunch of psukim in Navi that talk about Shaul does not use the term Melech. The word Melech is not used. It's called other positions are mentioned. Mishares, I forgot the exact words, but other people refer to him as a Melech. But to be Moshechim, it was Lav Dafka that is referred to as a melech, but again, he's somewhat of a challenging figure, because if he wouldn't have sinned with Amalek, so what would have happened? If he wouldn't have sinned, would he have retained? The Abarbanel talks about possibly there would have been two lines, there would have been the line of David Amalek, and the line of Shaul, and he only became king because the people complained that he wanted a king. Wasn't his choice. He didn't want. He was Nachum ben Hakalim. Interesting figure. Again, the Meiri has a big discussion there in Harios relating to the status of Shaul HaMelech. Was he a real, did he have the status of a Melech or not? Either way, that is fascinating. Period. So when Ha'aron, yesterday's daf, was Shabbos, when you get to discuss it, talk about Melech ben Melech not needing Mashiach. I mentioned this in Mitzvah Shir, but I'm not going to review it again, but we call Mashiach, Mashiach. Interesting that we call him Mashiach, because he might be considered a Melech ben Melech, if he's from Malchus Beis David. And even if you have a whole time period in between these thousands of years, I'm not sure, says the Menachas Chinuch, whether he's going to need Mashiach, because he is a Melech ben Melech. And it's fascinating then that we call him, I don't think he makes a Sa'ara, but he just has that suffix, but I'm adding that it's fascinating that we call him Mashiach, and if he not, might not even need Mashiach. Mashiach might be a status, might not be literally Shemen HaMishch. Anyway, that was related to just the Ha'ara from yesterday, and the Shemen was on the last couple of skinny lines on Amud Beis, yesterday and Hamud Beis. To do yesterday's daf. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Back to the Yisurim. Remember this whole first parak in Krisis. We get to talk about Shas here because every time you have a Mishnah like this that lists off all of the all different topics, we get to touch on them. Hamafatim es haktoris. Somebody creates the ktoris with exact ingredients and measurements, so that is an Isidar Isa. Tana Rabbanan. If I'm just creating the ketores in order to learn how to do it, olamos or the tzibur, or to give it over to the tzibur, right? I'm making it because I want them to use. Potter. So that's potter. Or potter. Does potter mean, sorry? Right? So potter, does that mean that you're not, potter like in Hilchot Shabbos means it's still not a good idea? So also the Rabbanan. See, here it's not clear that it means potter. It could mean mutter. But this only means you make it and you mix it all together. What they do in the Klei HaMikdash Museum, where they have all these spices of the Ketores, they didn't mix them. They just have them ready to be mixed when the Mashiach comes. But Lav Dafka, that they don't mix it together. They just, the most of the Zira Potter. Lahariach Ba. But if you make the Pitum, if you make the Ketores to smell it, Chayiv, that's exactly the Isidar Isa. If I'm a Fatim, the Ketores, in order to smell it. Vahameriach Ba Potter. Ela Shema'al. But the Isidar is only the Pitum. It's not the smelling it. If I actually smell it, so then I'm potter. I'd violate the Isra Me'ila, but I do not get the Isra of Ketores. The Isra of Ketores is specifically not to be mefatem, not to create it. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Umika Me'ila Bereach. Is there Me'ila by smelling the Ketores? V'yam Rav Shimon Pazi, Yam Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, Mishu Bakapara. Kol Umare Bereach Ein Bo'em Mishu Me'ila. What do you mean? We know. Hearing the Levium and seeing the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash and smelling the Ketores, right, there's no Me'ila, right? The Mishnah says in Meseches Tamid, I think it is, they used to be able to smell the Ketores all the way in Yericho. Right? It was very far. It was unbelievable, the smell. The Chinuch writes on the Mitzvah of Ketores, it was the most amazing, imaginable smell you've ever smelled. Think about the most amazing bakery you've ever gone into. Think about the most amazing smell of flowers you've ever had, and this is PLF. We can't even imagine how the Ketores smelled. But there's no Me'ila. So how could we say that that if somebody smells it, it's Aser, but it's not Aser, but it's not Aser Mishum Ketores, but it is Aser Mishum Me'ila. So the Gemara says, well, it depends. Reyach Achar Chetala Timrasa Yimbo Mishum Me'ila. There's only no Iser Me'ila after it's untangible. Meaning after the item that you're burning burns, and now you're just smelling smoke. So then there's no Iser Me'ila. There's no Iser Me'ila after something is Na'asis Mitzvaso, as we had back on the last daf of Meseches Temura. But before that, when it's still, let's say, burning, those first few seconds, so to speak, so that there's still an Isra Me'ila, and that's what we are talking about here. But we know, generally, Kol Ma'arech Ein Bo Mishum Me'ila.
So the Kol and the Ma'arech is...
Sort of a Kol and Ma'arech, totally Mufka, right? The Kol never has something tangible. And the Ma'arech, just the vision. Right? So low wouldn't Ein Bo Mishum Me'ila. Interesting, only one out of these three get a bracha. Birchas Hanehenin. Only one out of the three. If I see a gorgeous nof, I don't say a bracha. Right? If I hear a beautiful concert, I don't say a bracha. If I smell something beautiful, I do say a bracha. So out of all three, only one of them gets a Berachas Ananin. That's the Noda Bihuda Sahara. The Tzlach and Mesechas Brachas on Daf Mem Gimel Amabez points out that even though we have one Pasuk to teach me all Berachas Ananin, or maybe it's a Svara, beginning of Ketzan Mavarachim, Lashem Aritzim Lo, Avaras Azalam Ne Adam, Kan Lefnei Abracha, Kan La'achara Abracha. That's the source for all Berachas Ananin. The Tzlach points out that on Daf Mem Gimel, there's a separate Pasuk to teach me Berachas Areyach. Call on a shama ta'alaka. Eza hanosh and a shama nanebo, havi omer rech. So you have a separate pasuk to teach me. They have to make a bracha on berachas ananin. Ask the tzlach why. You have a bracha, you have a makar, beginning, daflamenei, that includes all hanaz. You don't have a separate bracha for all hanaz. So why do you need a separate bracha for smell? So it says the tzlach, because of this principle. Because we know kol mar v'reach imbo mishum me'ila. So you might think it's not tangible, so it's not, there's no bracha that's required. That's his avamina. Kamash balanat. Vim ken kam shmeirich nenem imenu. Mehecha tesi ishtana mishar hano sheshoel minayin shemavarchan al areyach. And he says, because we learned kai malon kol ma'arecha imbom shemeila shafilu bakarchi shemayim mamish imbom ila min ha-Torah. So you might thought there's no bracha here. Why? Because the whole purpose of a bracha is an ending is to get permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's his. Lashem ha'aretz u'meloa. So you might have thought, just like there's no me'ila, there's no reason to make a bracha. It's not tangible. Right, you don't make a bracha on hana'is that you do not imbibe. That's the Ramban's ha'ara in Maseches Brachas as well. If I take a nice, if I'm exhausted and I fall into bed and I go, after a long day, it's great hana'. You don't make a bracha on that. I don't make a bracha on a nice hot shower, forgetting the issue that, let's say I'm wearing a bathing suit, right? You don't make up brachas on hana'ah if I just feel good. You only make a brachas on hana'ah that I imbibe. Eat, drink, smell. But smell is a little different for Berachas Ananin. That's the tzlach right here. That's what you might have thought. There's no bracha. Kamash malan, there is.
The bracha when you see the yam, or you see...
The bracha you see the yam is Shevach HaHodah. That's not Nanin. Okay. Shevach HaHodah are different.
Shevach.
Right. Now, everything. You see the Baruch Shas HaYam HaGadol, but also Maaseh Bereishis, all those are Shevach HaHodah. This is all about Berachas Ananin.
But Shas Mitzvah, so there is an
Esar Me'ilah. Shas Mitzvah, so there is an Esar Me'ilah, according to this. Yes. Shas Mitzvah, as it's burning before it dissipates. But that's because there's something tangible there. There's hana. No, nobody's saying that there's no hana. There is hana. We make a berachas ananin on reyach.
Because of kol neshama.
Right.
But you wouldn't have had the havamina from here.
I mean, you only have the havamina. Well, you're saying is there only a berachas ananin once there's at the early stage parallel to the meila. That's what you're asking.
It's saying there's obviously at the Shas Mitzvah, right. There's obviously right. Some hana'ah because you're over this.
Right, you don't make a bracha on hana'ah even by reyach if there's nothing there. Just let's say there was a spice in the room and now there's no more spice in the room. Do you make a bracha just on the smell? There's no more spice. I don't think so. Right, so maybe it's parallel then. It's parallel to the meila only right lefnei shenas and mitzvasa. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. You don't make a there's no meila if there's nas and mitzvasa. So now the Gemara says, really? Okay, we'll continue. We'll mention the Radvaz later if there's time. Alam alo, there's Radvaz. You can look it up in Chelak Gimel Elef Memvav about tapuach shel hektish that you smell. So do you make a bracha on a tapuach shel hektish? Interesting discussion. Anyway, so alam alo. So why is that really true that there's no meila after nasis mitzvaso v'harei trumas hadeshen? The nasis mitzvaso mo'alin ba. This week's parsha trumas hadeshen, where nasis mitzvaso, right? You took the deshen out, you put it next to the ramp, and you do violate meila mo'alin ba. The Gemara says no, mishum davi trumas hadeshen beitei kahuna shneksuven abam ke'echad. You're right. It's by trumas hadeshen, but it also is by biktei kahuna. Those are two contexts where it says even after nasis mitzvaso, there's an isra meila, but because it says it twice, it must be that we're not meant to generalize. Fine. So Gemara says, "Honey, chaler rabbanon el Rabbi Dosa make la meimar." This works according to the rabbanon, but not according to Rabbi Dosa. Detanya v'hinicham sham, because the pasuk says, "Leave them there." What is that talking about? It's talking about the big day kahuna. Milamed shetuunim geniza. The Tanakama says, "Big day kahuna are usher to use after they're used. It needs geniza. Needs to be put away." Rabbi Dosa. Oh, and by the way, v'yikra yizayin big day kohen gadol. Right, we spoke about in Zvachim whether there's any differences between Beit Kohen Gadol, Beit Kohen Hedyot, Beit Guna. We spoke a lot about that. But anyway, that's the Tuna Geniza. Rabbi Dosa Omer, Ksheir Nein LeKohen Hedyot. Rabbi Dosa says, no. You're right. A Kohen Gadol cannot use these again, but they're kosher for a Kohen Adyor. Umatam alor b'inicham sham, shleishtamish ben b'yom ha-kippur ha-macher. So according to Rabbi Dosa, Bigtei Kehuda is not a source for that it's usher after Na'aseh Mitzvah. So there's only one source, Tumas HaDeshen, so why don't we use that as a model and say that it teaches me the rule. So the Gemara says, no, Mishum Davi Tumas HaDeshen ve'egla arufa, sheksu ben abon ke'echad. There's another context. So therefore, that is the source for two things, even after Na'aseh Mitzvah were usher, but everything else, not true. What are those sources? So Tumas HaDeshen ma'hi. What's the source of Tumas HaDeshen? Titania. V'samo eitzel ha-mizbeach. Milamechu to unin geniza, place it next to the mizbeach. That reflects that requires geniza. Put it there. Period. You can't use it to unin geniza. And remember the last line in Tzmura when we had a beautiful thought of the Torah Tzmima from the Tosefes Bracha on that pasuk. For some way, it's on mizbeach. Egla arufa mahi. What's the source for egla arufa being aser bihanaa? Titania varfu shamasa egla banachal. Right, that teaches me that it needs geniza. By the way, if you remember from elsewhere, that is the source also for a mace being aser b'hana. It's gzeira shava with egla arufa. That a mace, a corpse, is also aser b'hana. One of the sources for that. Period. What about that says, even if two, the pasuk goes out of its way to say it twice, malamdim, it can't be a model, ha-chavad in malamdim. But here, not only do you have shnei ksuvin, you have two exclusionary words. Mishum da betray me ute, betrumas adesh and ksiv visamo, put it, hadain in me the akrini lo, only it, mekabayagla arufa ksiv, ha arufa, arufa in me the akrini lo, only ha arufa, but not anything else. Remember also, we touched on it at the end of Tzmura, but we didn't really emphasize it, so I'll say it now. There's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. When it says here, nas, that it's still usher, still aser, by Trumas HaDeshen, does that only mean the Deshen that you took out and you put in the pile next to the ramp? Or does it mean the entire Deshen of the Mizbeach? Sounds like, from the Gemara, it's only the Deshen that you take out. That's the Pashtus. And that's what the Ravid says. And for some reason, the Rambam does not say that. The Rambam says it in two places. Both in Hilchas Yisurei Mizbeach and in Tmidin Umu Epsulim Mikdashim and in Tmidin Musafin. I'll read it to you from Suleiman Mekdashan. That's what we said last time also. Kol Hanik Baran, this is Yud Test Yud Gimel. Kol Hanik Baran Efron Aser. V'chol Hanisrafin Efron Mutter. Chutz Mideshen Mizbeach Achitzon. V'apnimi. V'dishon Amenorah. Just the Deshen, the ashes. Doesn't say the Trumas HaDeshen. The Rambam says in both places. So all the ashes left on the Mizbeach is also Aser. Right? Even though there, you don't even have not... I mean, there also, you have Na'aseh Mitzvah there too. So that, the lima, the Rambam thinks here is not just what you took out, but what was left behind. That's also. And the Ravid says, I'm sorry, Amar Avram, Harumas HaDeshen. And he says it there too, in Tzimizun Musafin. Interesting, maybe you could look at, maybe some machlokas about what is the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen. Is it only on what you take out? Maybe also what you left behind also has the Chaloshei Mitzvah that was done to it. Interesting, but that's a machlokas between the two of them in two places. Tanu Rabbanan, Pita Maktaris. If anybody didn't say it yet, or wants to get credit for saying it already today, so you can say it right now. Pita Maktaris. Hatsari, these are the lists of the 11 spices. Hatsari, Vatsi Barnachal Banavavona, each of those, Mishkal Shivim Shal Shivim Mana, each of those are 70 mana. Mor Ukitsia, Shibola Snared Vacharkom, each of those four, Mishkal Shisha Asar Shal Shisha Asamona. So that is 16 mana. Stop there for a second. What's more? So if you translate in English, more doesn't really help us. Right, so more, that's what Mordechai was involved in, the Mordachi, right, the Mordechai Minator Minayin. But also another fascinating machlokas, the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, the third halacha of Klei HaMikdash, Aleph Gimel, says the Rambam, where's my Rambam? Hamor Hudam Hatsarur Bechaya Shebehodu. It's the congealed blood of the Indian Chaya. B'chaya shebehodu. Hayadu alakol. Shem is basmin bo b'nei ha'adam b'chol makom. Everybody use that congealed blood for perfume. Everybody knows that, says the Rambam. Says the Ravid. Chas v'shalom. Ein daiti mekabeles sheyachnisu b'maisa hekdish dam shum chaya ba'olam. Kol shekein dam chaya temeya. Avomor. Shira shirim. Basi Lagani Achosi Kala Risi Mori and Bisami Fumi Min Asev Omi Min Ilan Varecho Nodef. What are you talking about? It's the congealed blood of a chaya. V'chamam Hodu. Rivan can't believe it. So the Radvaz says, well, first of all, how does the Rivan know that the Rambam means a non-kosher chaya? Maybe it's a kosher chaya. He just says a chaya from Hodu, not a chaya tamea from Hodu. Lo yadati minayin lo. Ki anisha alti, says the Radvaz. I asked le tagarim, hemivien osom bimkomo, v'yomru li shehim in chaya dome le tzvi, o lo ofer ha'yalim, v'shem ha'chaya tahorihi. Ay, dam chaya, you don't find dam chaya nechlas lemikdash, lo kasha klal. Why? Shekvar nizbatel mitoras dam. V'nifsad mihi yos ochel. V'chazer lios afer ba'alma. Once it's congealed, there's no longer dam. The ode, she'ein nehenim imamashol shol dover elameh hareach. V'reichal amilsi. Okay, different pshatim. He says, it's nitam lahariach, Mr. Radvaz. Either way, that's the... Reichal la'milsa, only when you're going to use it. Right. Okay, inachinami. Reichal la'milsa, but you're not using it for the, you're just doing it for the avoda. Anyway, that's this. You can look in that Radvaz. That's the Klei HaMikdash Aleph Gimel. Beautiful. So now we know what more is, or we know what the machlokas is. Okay, so we have those four, and we have those four. Hakosht, shneimasar, kilufa, shlosha, kinamon, tisha. Right, so those are the, all of those are the simanim. Those are the 11 simanim. Now we add in a couple of things too, just to make it work well together. Boris Karshina, Tisha Kavin. Yain Kafrisin, Se'in Tlasa Kavin Tlasa. Three Sa and three Kavin. Emelo Yain Kafrisin, if you don't have that, maybe Chamar Chivayan Atik. Old white wine. Melach Sedomis, Rova. Put a quarter of Melach Sedomis. What's Melach Sedomis? So the Tosfos Yishanim says, this is one of the ingredients that it was put in. The sheet here says, no, this is because of yesterday's mitzvah. I'll call karban chatak of melach. There's a machlokes in Mesachas Menachas, whether you have to have put melach on the ketores too, whether that's included in the karbancha. So maybe that's what this is going on. Melach stomis, is it just one of the ingredients? Or the shita here says, in os chaf hey, it's because of al kar karban chatak of melach. Mala ashan, kol shehu. Mala ashan is the name of a spice. The going up of smoke. Rabbi Nasan Omer, Av kibes hayardin kol shehu. Also kibes hayardin. V'im nasan badvash b'sala. Is it d'oraisa to put in dvash? Yesterday's parsha. Chisra achas b'kol sam. Anei chayim misa. If you're missing one of these simanim, you're chayim misa. We don't have time, but look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Beis Yosef quotes, maybe this is why many people don't say Pitei Makaras every day, because they're going to be in a rush. And they only say it on Shabbos. That's the minhag in Chutz La'aretz, because you don't want to forget one. Says the Beis Yosef, you're not actually bringing it. You're just saying it. You're going to be Chai Misa. If you leave it one of the simanim, say it. Don't worry about it. These are the different minhagim. Look there in Simin, Kuf, Lamed, Beis, in the Ramah, and the Mishnah Brura, in terms of when is one Chai Misa. Rashi here says, Beferish, only Chai Misa if you go in on Yom Kippur to the Kodesh Kadashim when you're missing one. So according to Rashi, for sure, it's no problem. Bizman Azad, the Ramah does not quote a Dafka on Yom Kippur. Just the pitim itself. Reb Shimon Omer, Tzari Eino El Tzav Anotei Meitzei HaKatov. Reb Shimon says, Tzari is the sap that comes out of a tree. Boris Kashin is Shavavar, says Tziporin. Boris Kashin is added in order to make the Tziporin, Kadesh Deinoa, in order to make it smell good. It has a good effect on one of the other spices. Tziporin does not mean fingernail. Yain Kafrisin, Shasharan Boris says Tziporin, Kadesh Deinoa. Yain Kafrisin is put in order to make the Tziporin sharp. Right, that also has a good effect. Fahalo mei raglayim yafala. Really, you could use mei raglayim for this. Ela shei machnizim mei raglayim v'mikdash. Or lazar v'bnei akav. You don't put in mei raglayim. What's mei raglayim? So, os chavches. Shidu kabetz says 2 days. Either it's mamish urine, and therefore that's why you don't bring it in. Or it's something that's just called mei raglayim, and that's still a bizayin. To use a spice that shares a name with something called mei raglayim. Period. Misaila the Rebbe Chanina da Amar Kodeshi Kodeshi Yelachem Kol Maselo Yu Ela BaKodesh. This is a right to Rebbe Chanina that you're not allowed to bring in Merag Liam because you have to mix it in the Kodesh, and therefore you're not allowed to bring the spice in because that's where it'll be made. Meisve, is this really true that it has to be made in the Kodesh? The Mishnah tells us in Meseches Shkalim said Ditznan Hamakdish Nechasa V'Hayu Badvarim Harin LaKarbanas HaTzibur. If somebody is makdish their possessions and there are items that are good for carbon tzibur in their possessions, the problem is that they're a private individual and they can use one of their items for a carbon tzibur because it has to come from money of the tzibur. So what do? Yinatnu Lu'uman B'Scharan. You give it to the workers. The workers of the Beis HaMikdash, that's what you could give it to. So, Hani Dvar Maruya Maininu, what items are we talking about? I Behema V'Chaya, if we're talking about animals, Tana Leit already said that earlier in the Mishnah. I Yenosu Shmanim Muslasos, Tana Leit already said that. El Olav Ketores. It must be we're talking about Ketores. But what do you see there from the Mishnah? You have Ketores that you gave. What do you mean? I thought you have to make the Ketores in the Beis HaMikdash. Right here it says you had Ketores and you gave it, Mash, but you could use it theoretically without the problem of it having to come from the Tzibur. I thought it has to be made in the Beis HaMikdash. Some Rav Oshia, no. But Osa Hanitenes Luman and Bischaran. We're talking about the leftover Ketores that you give to the Uman and Bischaran. What does that mean? Ditznan. The Mishnah says, Moser Ketores Mayu Osimba. What did they do with the leftover Ketores? As we're going to learn it on the Beis, Bez Hashem, there was leftover Ketores every year. So, Mayu Osimba, what they used to do with it? Are you my Frishin? Schar HaUmnin. What they used to do? The problem is, let's say you have leftover Ketores that came from private individuals. How do you use that for the following year? Because it has to come from the new shkolim. So this is what you did. This is the chap. Mafrishin schar ha'umnim. You take money and you say, this is going to be the money that I'm going to give the workers of the Beis HaMikdash. Then you switch the kedusha from the money and the ketores. So mechalon osal ma'os ha'umnim. You switch the kedusha from the ketores onto the money, and the ketores you give the workers. The ketores which is now chulin. The nosan osan le'uman bischaran. You give the ketores to the workers. The chozim alochan osan mitshumas al chadasha. And then you buy it back with the money that you have from the tshumah chadasha. So you have your ketores and it came from the new money. Wonderful. And that's what we're talking about. The moser of the ketores is what we're talking about. And therefore, it is already, it goes to the umnim, it's not used for the ketores. Says the Gemara, Maskav Rav Yosef, Habakulu Musaros, problem is, in the Mishnah is there, by all of them, it says, Tani, Chozrin Velochinos Amitruma Chadasha, Vachalotani. But here, it does not say that by the Moser ketores. So how can you say that's what it's talking about? The stuff that you give to the workers. Elam Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef gives the Pashan answer. You know what this Mishnah means? Pechon misame money a ketores. It's not talking about you gave the whole ketores. One of the spices that could be used for the ketores. That's what we're talking about is outside. Not that you actually made the ketores outside. Good. Period. Tanur Rabbanan. Ketores Haisa Nasis Shin Samaches Mana. 368 mana was made each year. Shin Samachei Kedegani Masachama. 365 though was the only that was needed. You only needed 365. Sometimes 354. Right, the lunar, but every couple of years you have an extra month, so that cancels out the 11 days that we add on every year. But every year, kavua, you had 3 days extra. Shlosha mani miserin, shemehen mach, and you brought ketores every day. But those three, shemehen mach, is kohen gadol molochafla v'yomakipurim. The kohen gadol took out from that extra three for the molochafla v'yomakipurim, but he still had about 2 3/4, whatever it is, left over every year. Vashani tenes lumanim bischaran, and the leftover was given to the umnim in this way that we just described. Kidetanya, Mosar Ktoras Maho Yosimba, Mafrish Schar Umnim Mchalan Osala Mosa Umnin, Venosar Osan Umnim Bischaran, as we just described, Vechozov Alochan Osan Mitshumas Alishka. That is what is used. You have this leftover Ktoras. Period. Tana Rabbanan, Mosar Ktoras, Achas Lashishim Lashivim Shana, Haim Efatim Osala Chatsoin. Every 60 or 70 years, they only made half of 365. Because you had two, a little under three every year, so every 60 or 70 years, it equaled about half of 365, so you only had to make half the amount. That's important, though, lahalacha. Lefichach, therefore, yachet shepitei machatzon chayiv, divrei Rav Shimon Gamliel, sheomer mishumaskan. Because if I make the ketores exactly, but only half ratios, I'm still chayiv. Because there's one time every 60, 70 years that even the Beis HaMikdash, they did that. And therefore, I'm going to be chayiv for that. Avol shlish ve'rviyah lo shamati. But a third and a quarter? No, you're never chayiv for that. That ratio is too small. V'chacham omrim, no. V'chol yom eslakim maskunta v'hayam akhlis. If they wanted, they can make it daily. So meaning, any ratio of the ketores is going to be chayiv the isra pitam. Messiah le'le rava. This supports Rava, Da'amah Rava, Ketores, Shepin, Mulachatzon, Chayiv, Dechsiv, V'chatoros ha'shetaseh, kol shetaseh. Anything that is done, and they could do it half shachmas, half bein arbayim. Remember the machlokas Rambam Ramban that we've spoken about? Is the ketores each day one mitzvah or two mitzvahs of the 613? The Rambam counts it's one mitzvah. Same machlokas appears by Kriyashma and by the carbon tamid. Those three mitzvahs, where you have two a day, is that one mitzvah? The Rambam says yes. And the Ramban says too. Tana Rabbanan, Hayimachzirin Osalamach Teshes Pamayim Bashana. Twice a year, they used to grind it. I'm sorry. Twice a year, they used to grind it extra. More than what it was normally ground from the whole year. Twice a year, they used to do it. Piyamosa Chama, Pizura, Shalo, Tisapesh. In the summer, you kept the ketores a little spread out so it doesn't get moist and become putrid, b'yamos ha'gashamim, tzivura, and in the winter months, you kept it all together, kadesh lo tofig recha, so it doesn't lose its smell. Ukshihu shochek, and when you grind it, omer, hatek, hetev, hetev, adek, divri abba, yosi ben yochanan. Used to say that When he used to grind it, he used to say, grind it well, grind it well. The Shalosh Minyan Yaseirin Shemei Machlis Kohen Gadol Molochav Rabbi Yom Kippurim, that's what it is. That the three manin that are extra that the Kohen Gadol used to put his hands in Yom Kippur, notice there's a lot of machleshes be'erev Yom Kippurim. They used to put it in on Erev Yom Kippur and grind it extra. Why? V'shalchan yafeh yafeh, they should say daka min adaka. Because Yom Kippur, you have to be very fine going into the Kodesh Kadashim. Kidetanya daka. Mata malomar v'aluk fanemar v'shchadim min adik. What's the extra daka in the Avodas Yom Kippurim? Mata malomar daka. Kidetanya daka min adaka. It's got to be very, very fine when you put it in. Amar mar, kshu shochek, omer hatev hadek hatev. Right, when you grind it, you sing and you talk while you grind it. Mesaila Rabbi Yochanan, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Kashem Sha Dibur Rala Yayin, Kena Dibur Yafe Libasamim. Just like Dibur, when you pour out wine, you shouldn't talk. When you grind Basamim, you should talk. Archlaner tries to talk about this, and other Tosfos Yeshanimir, very challenging line to figure out exactly what this means in a metaphysical sense. But either way, that's what Chazal say. It's good to talk when one is grinding Basamim. Fascinating discussion. 15 seconds. The Egle Tal, in which is a sefer on halacha. What is that doing here? In Tochein, in Simen Hay, talks about Ein Tochein Achar Tochein. Is there tchina achar tchina? And he talks about, what does it say here? Our Gemara. They were machnes b'yom ha-kipur. When they do it? Notice there's all machteshes be'erev yom ha-kipurim. Why not on Yom Kippur? Ein tochein achar tochein. Ah, maybe because dafka you needed extra hadeik, so you're accomplishing something that you didn't have before, even though we usually hold in tochein achar tochein. Right? If you smush up a piece of challah on Shabbos, there's no issur tchina, because it was already ground up once. He talks about that relating to the diak of erev Yom Kippur. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yud Alef Samamanim Nemar Lo Moshe B'Sinai. There were 11 spices that were told to Moshe. Amar Rav, were they all specifically told, or Moshe was just giving them a Sora that there were going to be 11? Amar Rav, Huna Mikra, what's the pasuk that alludes to that? Kach Lecha Samim Trei. Samim is double, two. Nata V'Shechelis V'Chelbana, that's another three. HaChamisha, that's five. V'Sanim Achrini Chamisha, another Samim. It says again, and another Samim, that's an extra five, which is 10. HaAsara V'Levonin Zaka Chad HaChad Trei, that's 11. V'Yema Samim Klal, Nata V'Shechelis V'Chelbana Prat. Samim Chaz V'Klal. How do we know that we should darshan it? Just every word teaching me a number. Maybe we should use Klal Uprat Uklal. Klal Uprat Uklal. Iyata Don Elakein Uprat. And then you will limit it to be similar to the specifics. Ma Uprat Mefuresh. Dovar Shekita Va'ola Varecho Nodev. Just like the specifics are items that smoke and go straight up and their smell wafts. Avkol Dovar Shekita Va'ola Varecho Nodev. Maybe you should mean don't take this to mean a number. Take this to mean a certain type. But if you want to say imkain leftov krachat prata, and if you want to say that maybe you should have only listed one of the specifics, then why list all four? So la'ai mitzvah tzrichi. No, you need all of them. Because of netev, if it only said netev, havamina min ilan in avagidulei karkalo. I would have thought you can only use sap or items that come from a tree. Mishamachi kasav ushchelas. That's why you have to have the second one. Because of ushchelas havamina gidulei karka in avamin ilan. I would have thought you could only use gedule karka, mamish spices, and not gedule karka. That's why you have to have both of those. Mishamachi katav net katav netef v'chelbana lagufei asa mipnei sharei chara, and you have to have chelbana to teach me even a bad smelling one. Question mark. So maybe it should be a klal upright a klal. We shouldn't darshan it for the numbers. So imkain mikach lecha nafgale. No, there's another pasuk. Kach lecha. We could have darshan the klal. We don't need the two samims. So that's why you must be teaching me numbers. Maybe the extra sam at the end doesn't teach me another five, parallel to what you're up to. Maybe the second samim should be just like the first samim, teach me two more. No, because then you should just say samim next to each other. Have the specifics afterwards, if it's just two, two. The fact that samim is after the five means it should be five, period. Debei Rabbi Yishmael Tani. Rabbi Shmuel says no. Tani samim klal not v'shchaz v'chamna prat samim chaz v'klal. He does darshan it that way. Klal prat a klal iyata dun ela kein a prat ma prat before davar shekita v'olav reicho no dave av kol davar shekita v'olav reicho no dave. He has it as klal prat a klal. Then we have two lines which we have no idea what it means, and the Gemara is going to explain it. O eino ela klal beklal rishon uprat beprat rishon amart lav ha'en lecha alecha ladun b'lashon achron ela b'lashon rishon. We have no idea what that means. The Gemara is going to darshan right now, explain each phrase. Amar mar o eino ela klal beklal rishon uprat beprat rishon ha'amart lav ha'en lecha ladun. So what does that phrase mean? My kushya ha'chi kagashle. This is what it means. Samim, the first item that's being alluded to is the question we asked before. Samim Basra Yitrei, Kisamim Kadmoi Train. That's the question. The second Samim should be the same as the first Samim. That's the first phrase here of Klal Beklal Rishon. Hadar Vishani Kiddushaninim. But then, implicitly, the Brisa answers as we did before. De'imke Nichtov Kras Samim Samim, Natov Shchez V'chelbon. It should have said it in that order. Uma prat beprat rishon. So what does the next phrase mean? Prat beprat rishon hachi kakashalei. This is what the problem is. Mine ilanos yalfi minetef. Vigidu lekarka yalfi mishcheles. You can learn each of those from each of these pratim. Vilefi nami milavona zaka. So why don't you also learn, this is the implicit question of that line, learn it from Lavona Zaka, da afilu bechatsad. Dinesi davar shericho nodef. Lavona Zaka only has the wafting element and not all the other elements of koter, and it goes straight up. So why don't you learn it from Lavona Zaka that you only need one of those attributes? Hadar Amar, and then the Brisa says, Imke Nichtov Krolo Lavona Zaka b'mitzi. It should have put that one in the middle of a tail of Mina. If you want to learn that as the central melamed, that you only need one attribute. So the Gemara says, Ikasvi Lavona Zaka b'mitzvi. No, if you would have had that in the middle, Havin Treyasar, there would have been 12. Because that was just an add-on, as we said earlier. The Gemara said, no, MK, Nichtov Kor Lavona Zaka b'mitzvi. What I meant to ask was that should be counted as one of the 11, the Chelbana Labasov. And Chelbana wouldn't be one of the Iker ones. It would just be at the end. Right, so that was the discussion within the Brisa. And Reish Lakish Amar Migufa. And Reish Lakish answers finally, no, you learn it from Migufa Shalapazik. Ma Lashin Ktoris, Davrisha Kotra Va'ola. And therefore you can't suggest that you're going to learn it just from, to learn from Lavona Zaka, that Reicho Nodev is a Nasf, you need Ktoris. That's what we're building here. Kotra Va'ola, where it goes straight up. That obviously you would need, period. And just to end off, Amar Avchana Babizna, Amar Shim Mechasida, called Tainish, Ein Bamiposha Yisrael, Ein Atainish. The famous line, any fast day that does not include all Jews, no matter what their spiritual level, is on a fast day. Shaharei chelbana reichara umana kasev im samamani ketores. We know chelbana smells bad, and yes, it's part of the ketores because altogether it makes a beautiful smell. That's klal Yisrael. Abaya Omar mehacha ba'agudaso aleres yisoda. Abaya learns it from here. Aguda, you want a whole aguda? It has to be based on the land is stands if everybody is be'aguda. This is the basis for kol nidre, including all the poshim, and this also you can look in the meshach. Chachma on the Haftorah for Shabbos Chazon. He also discusses this Maimer Chazal. Beautiful that Kadosh Baruch Hu Dafka is looking down upon us before Tisha B'Av Avaschinam. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the two dots. You didn't think we'd make it this far. And we will continue by the Hashem. As we continue, we'll do our best as we try to keep pace in Maseches Krisus. Again, today's shiur was sponsored. First, L'Refuah Shleima, Chaim Yisachar Ben Chaya Mushkit, L'Refuah Shleima, and also for the yard site of Mitsuda Bat Moshe, Matilda Montefiore Masel, sponsored by her son. We thank both of the sponsors for their sponsorship.